An apology from the minister whom I was hoping to meet today, because we consider this meeting as a very important meeting to you. All meetings are important, but for us, as people responsible for the oversight, your budget and plans together with your reporting is very important for us. We don't expect that the minister will not be part of that meeting, because it's where the minister has to account to the committee. You come as a support, as a DG and the team. But I receive an apology from the minister. I have not received an apology from the deputy minister. I would want to be guided by members. But having said that, it was also very important for us to be briefed on the issue of the DG. We saw it on the media. I don't know whether it's because this committee is not important, according to the politicians in that department, to brief us. The DG is one of the most important people in any department. He's an accounting officer for that matter. If there has to be something to be done with or about, without us interfering, but at least we should be informed, be briefed as a committee. We were not briefed. We had it on the media. Again, that the DG is back, we also had it on the media. Besides that, I personally interacted with the DG to find out what is happening. But it would have been good that politicians speak to this matter, brief us what is happening. Why are we running a department like a spaza shop? Without getting into the issues and matters, but just to be briefed as a committee. I need to be guided by you, honourable members. We don't have both politicians, and we are getting an annual report for the previous financial year. I need to be guided by you, honourable members.
Honourable Mampuru.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everyone. Mina, I'm a little bit disturbed about the apology of the minister and non-communication of the whereabouts of the deputy minister. We are here as a select committee, waiting anxiously for the department to account on the annual performance. We have our own health challenges, but because we need to be here, we are here, irrespective of whatever challenge that we might be faced with. I mean, I don't know, Chairperson, because I sound like arrogant or paranoid, I don't know. But according to me, we can't have politicians who don't regard this committee as a serious committee. There are issues within the department. There is a bill in our hands that needs the collective to agree on it. But people are not taking us serious. I wonder whether they are not taking us serious or they are not taking South Africa serious. During recess, we travel a lot. During the provincial week, we travel a lot. There are some challenges that we come across. For example, I've been to the borders of Botswana, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique during the provincial week. You go there, you see what is happening there, it's a shock. But whom are we going to talk to about these issues? Who is going to give the political direction on these issues? The politicians are not here. We are just responding, Chairperson, to the issue that we are raising, to irresponsible people, in fact. These are innocent people. They are always here. They don't fail us. But the politicians, how do we report to them, to the one who has appointed them? Because at some stages we need to write a letter to the one who's responsible to appoint these politicians. What they are failing us is not because of the NS committees we are not doing what we're supposed to do. We are just there most of the time. I don't know Chairperson, but because of these officials who are always committed to come and account to us, I'm going to be very lenient. Let them talk to us. But the absence of both ministers must be taken up. It's serious. We need to write a letter to the one who appoints them to say we are not happy. Whether we study the chief whip, I don't know. But something must be done about these politicians. We are not happy. On the issue of the DG, Chairperson, you are correct, because the moment I saw it on the news, I picked up my phone and talked to the Chairperson. Chairperson, what is this that I'm reading now? You are the Chairperson of the committee. I'm the whip of the committee. The politician is not talking. Unless you know something, you can tell me about the suspension of the DG. Because according to me, this thing must be communicated. Either they talk to the call you, a Chairperson of the Senate committee. This is the issue that we are facing. And this is the thing that, this is the decision that we have arrived at. So that we are not surprised. When people ask us, we are able to respond. How do we respond to this kind of things? That's why I'm saying somebody is undermining us. So action must be taken. Thank you, Chair.
Both the minister and the deputy minister are not here. Ekubeni, this is very marketing, or did you suspend or whatever. But namhlanje kube nguyozo account without the explanation from the political head of the department. If I want to understand. Because I was no balo DG every Sweni Ubuyele Msebenzin, Balosi Yoga Lendo Sidi Ma Pipin. Bia Babu Bukule Pau Sitwa Bakona by explaining Doba the Wenzelendonina or Mr. Aplane. Yabona Mr. Aplane as accounting officer, why I was a langapa, Sitetanga Awe Upper and why the accounting officer I will see what it in the Zeluarium people. Mr. Aplane or the accounting officer without any explanation from the political head of the department by explaining to Okuba we went to get to know Aplane law of the accounting of Okuna as in the accounting annual report but kengo hizo kuna ingondo ezi panga lelewa na hapa kutindoba kuza utini vimewe njiko kuba auzuti ungega kalelewa nindoba bewenze lento ningalo kubese kusitwa maga accounting uako accounting mto be suspend iwe uya buya besi zivema pepe mzonge zinda kukala nje emu ya mse mdoba kesi ichonge kuba ebu kabele nisimega kina yonke lento mbo sista
I just need to verify DJ. I was just told that the minister is not here. I don't have reasons why she's not here. Then the both the minister and the what did I say? Both the minister and I am told I had I saw I yeah. I'm told this other Lord. Yeah. I understand. Lord. Yeah. Where is she? Unless it's a cabinet meeting. That could be prioritized as an item on Home Affairs. That could be prioritized over the committee meeting. One will want to know where is she. and also the deputy minister. Where is she?
So thanks, Chair. We know about these offices are different than the office of the minister. What we were told is that the apology was submitted. We were coming in of the minister. What I understand, the minister is still away from Joburg to come on the site. So I don't know that. That's why I don't speculate. I'm just saying yesterday there was an NEC, but I'm not going to know whether that's what caused the minister not to be. As I'm saying, those are different offices, but they're not supposed to me, so I can't say anything. So, but I know what we have to start with. That's why I was looking for the, when now they were trying to check, you know, but can we get something that maybe the deputy minister's office, because I know that, but I'm not sure whether they have also another program, which was where they speak for the other program today. Of the presentation on the portfolio committee, another people are there. So I do not know that the arrangement was that the minister is coming here, if the deputy minister is going there, or maybe something happened. So that's what you know, we're trying to get now through.
It is becoming more difficult now. You have Chairperson, it is becoming more difficult. You have the suspended coming back director who must account on behalf of the department. The whereabouts of the political is nobody knows where they are. Nobody can tell where are they. Now we hear now that the deputy minister is in the portfolio committee. I mean, I don't know, Chairperson. I'm out of this thing. I'm proposing that, I don't know, I'm proposing that we stop this meeting.
Can I have a suggestion, all members, that we have a 10-minute break, allow the department to check the minister. If I have to speak to her, I will appreciate that. To check with the minister what is happening. Mm-hmm. Is 10 minutes too much?
Chair, thank you very much. I do agree with you, but I wanted to check before we give ourselves that break if the DC would be in a position to brief us on these developments that are awarded to us. Will he be in a position to do that? The issues of suspension, the reasons behind that, and so on and so forth.
It's very difficult to be honest with you. I'm not speaking on his behalf. It's not done that way. Not done that way. It's either the deputy minister or the minister. What could have happened in this case is that the minister writes a letter that we will not be here. Both of us. We have appointed the DG. That could have made sense to us. But that is why I'm saying I'm requesting to adjourn for 10 minutes, then we try to get hold of the minister so that we know what is happening. Okay, thank you, members.